Broadcasting live from the Cobb Business Radio X studios, it's time for the Owner's Manual. Brought to you by two Zaxby's locations in Marietta, Lower Roswell Road and South Marietta Parkway.
Good morning. This is John Silvey with the Owner's Manual, and I am here with two special guests. We have Lori Ford, who is the Senior Loan Officer for ARF Financial, and we also have Kevin McGee. Kevin, tell us about what you do.
So, yeah, I'm the founder and CEO of Avid Entrepreneurship, and we are a firm that is dedicated to help small business owners build better businesses.
Okay. Lori, let us in on what you do.
I am a loan officer for ARF Financial, and we provide short-term bank loans, lines of credit to restaurants here in Atlanta and around the country.
Okay. So, Lori, let's start with you. Tell me about what types of businesses you loan to, how the process is, and how somebody can get hold of you to be able to do this.
We worked with almost every major restaurant franchise group across the country. We've done business with McDonald's, Golden Corral, a lot of Dunkin' Donuts to help them remodel, expand new locations, things like that. I'm also ambassador of the Georgia Restaurant Association, so very, very connected.
Yes.
Very GRA. Connected locally here with the GRA. I'm always promoting them. But I really try to fill the void between traditional banking and we're a good alternative to, instead of an investor or things like that. If anybody is expanding, renovating, new equipment, anything like that, we have some very good bridge loan products. So it really helps to kind of explain by example. If somebody's opening a second or third location and they're going to get TI, tenant improvement money back from the landlord, they can use my money for a very short time and pay me back when they get that money back from the landlord. Restaurant owners use us to buy out other investors. That's another good use of the money.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And so the underwriting, we turned around money very quickly. Our model is very unique. We actually put up the collateral for the restaurant and are able to get them money within 5 to 10 business days.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's very nice. So how does the underwriter process work?
It's very simple, low documentation. Typically, it's 3 months of bank statements and a credit card statement. And we turn around money very quickly. They have a conversation with our underwriters. And we also have with my contacts through the GRA and just people I'm associated with, we have a very rich referral program. And if anyone, the CPAs and accountants and attorneys, they're working with their clients, I work with those trusted advisors and they're able to get 3% commission.
Nice.
So I do a lot of, we write probably $20,000-$30,000 ARF to referral partners every month.
Okay.
So that's a big source of the business as well.
Okay. Kevin, we're gonna talk about your, you've opened several businesses.
Yes. Several of them were restaurants.
Oh, nice. See, there you go. So what motivates you to help start up businesses? Even though they're not the most profitable.
Right.
So talk about that. Talk about what motivates you and what you've done.
Yes, I think, I've been an entrepreneur for about 20 years, started several types of businesses, spent a long stint in the restaurant industry, and really a lot of those experiences in the industry really prompted me to kind of start Avid Entrepreneurship. One of the things that I saw was that there wasn't a lot of support and encouragement for startup entrepreneurs, right? Mm-hmm. So when you're out there starting that business or starting that restaurant, you know, there isn't always an owner's manual, right?
Right.
So, unlike franchises, you have to kind of figure out things, as you go, where do you go to get help? Where do you go to get financing? And so when I did that and when I left, I sold my restaurant in 2010, I said, well, hey, I want to really help other people be successful in business and help them navigate and hopefully avoid some of the pitfalls and the failures that I had. And so I've spent the last 5 years working with all sorts of entrepreneurs and every type of industry and really trying to help them be more successful. And I really have a passion for what I kind of term first generation entrepreneurs. And so those are individuals who, didn't have necessarily have the benefit of a legacy of entrepreneurship. And so they're out there, those people just trying to figure it out, trying to, make sense out of, everything that we do as entrepreneurs. And so we come in and try to help them by providing coaching, consulting, connecting them with resources like ARF and other resources that are out there to help them grow their businesses and be more successful.
What have you learned from the experiences and the restaurants that you, or not just the restaurants, yeah, the businesses that you started up? What have you learned from all of that?
I mean, I think the biggest thing that I've learned is that, you have to do your homework. I mean, by nature, entrepreneurs are very aggressive, very excited. You know, they think the glass is half full, even when there's only like a sip left in the cup, so I think, that's part of it. And even particularly with the restaurant industry, people sort of fall in love with this idea of this restaurant. It's going to be great. The food is going to be wonderful.
I can just open the doors.
I can just open the doors and everyone will smell the food. And my mother says my food tastes great. And it's like, did you test it out? Did you, do some focus groups? Did you, test that idea out? Did you do some, proof of concept? And, so they just sort of jump in without really doing their research and they sort of, what they call step out on faith. They get hit by a truck, and so, we want to try to help them avoid those issues. And so that's the biggest thing I learned is that people just, you have to do your homework in anything that you get involved in, particularly in business, because the investment is so high and the risk is so high. You're putting your money on the line, your family, your well-being. So, definitely have to do your homework.
So, Laurie, do you have people that come to you and say, hey, I want to open this restaurant. I got a great idea?
All day long. And it's exactly like Kevin said. I immediately, especially if they don't have the experience, I recommend them to a consultant. And my consultant that I work with, they can go in, look over the number. I mean, they want to buy this restaurant. They haven't even looked at any tax returns, any P&Ls. It's just like, oh, I just see it's busy. They have no idea about what goes on in the back of the house. And so a lot of times I'll come in after they've been hit by the truck and try to help them. I also wanted to say we don't only do restaurants. So other types of franchises, retail, massage type places, beauty salons, as long as they have a brick and mortar and they sell to customers, we can probably do a loan for them.
Okay. And what's the process for them? Like if they say, if they do have a brick and mortar and they have a business plan, what do they need to do?
I cannot do true startup unless they have an existing location that's open. So I can help with second, third. I had a call yesterday from a group that had 10 Denny's. They want to buy some Hooters. So I can loan them money on the existing restaurants, okay, and then they can turn around and use that money for expansion. But true startup is very tough to get in this market. I do work with some traditional bankers. I mean, they can go the SBA route. But and then they do need a consultant like Kevin to help them with their business plan. You got to be buttoned up to get traditional money. So they really need guidance in that way. And, with the GRA, there's so many students out there and entrepreneurs coming up. I think this is a great service that Kevin offers.
Yeah, I think so, too. So, Kevin, let me ask you this. How important do you think entrepreneurship is in building wealth and your personal freedom?
Yeah, I think it's extremely important. I've been fired and quit more corporate jobs than I can count on all my fingers and toes. I just have issues working for people, and so I think a lot of people, in our society are like that. I mean, they kind of want to pursue their dreams, pursue their goals, but they just don't know how to do it. And I think, when you look at, entrepreneurship and the flexibility that it provides, you have to go for it. Recently I had a small, kind of health challenge with one of my daughters. And, if I worked a job, I would not have been able to take off the time that I could to spend with my family and do things like that. And so I think, you have to be in a position where you can really kind of control your destiny, take time off, spend time with your family, pursue your interest. And nothing can do that, like entrepreneurship can. I haven't seen anything that can do it like entrepreneurship can. I mean, and when you look at, just the rate at which companies sort of, summarily kind of, hire and fire and lay off people, there's just, no sense of security, in my opinion, in terms of just working for someone else. And even if you do work, you can always have a side job. You can have a franchise. You can have a side hobby, a business or passion. But I think everybody needs to, have some type of business that's their own.
Why do you think that business coaching is important to new startups or to businesses that want to take over other businesses?
Yeah, I think it's just like Lori said. I mean, you have a lot of people who don't really understand business. You know, I think, you know, just kind of going back to restaurants, maybe you can bake the best pie, but you don't have the slightest thing that you know about financials, right? I think people tend to think that if they can do a particular thing well, that that's going to help them be successful. But, you know, you have two aspects of any business. You have the technical aspect, which is the product or the service that you render. And then you have the business aspect, which are the financials, the incorporation, the lending, the employees, the HR, the resource, the operations. And so trying to manage both of those things is just extremely difficult. So, you know, a business coach, you know, definitely can come in and kind of help you navigate some of those things and really, you know, learn from their experience. And even beyond business coaches, you know, vendors and suppliers and other companies, you know, like Lori's and ARF, I'm sure they have, you know, things where they can talk to clients. And I'm sure Lori has advised several clients herself on just kind of her experience and what she can learn. So, you know, I always, you know, suggest to my clients that you always need to learn. You always need to listen. And you need to apply what you learn and listen.
Right. Well, Lori, how do you get to your customers? Where do you find your customers besides them just walking in?
I'm just involved with the association. I am. I actually host a Friday GRA luncheon group, and we go around to a lot of new restaurants. And so I pretty much, if somebody's opening a restaurant in Atlanta, I contact them right away, welcome them to the community. As soon as they open, I try to bring our group, as many as we can, to help them with their grand opening, friends and family.
Okay.
I'm also very big on social media. I have about close to 4,000 followers on my Twitter. And so our group, our kind of tagline, we tweet and eat. We bring in about every Friday and we go all around. We bring like 10 to 15 people into their restaurant and we don't ask for anything. We just like the owner to be there and come and say hello. And it's like Kevin said, it's very open-minded, you know, people we're looking to talk to that just, you know, other professionals. We have CPA, a franchise attorney that comes to the lunch, and we're just restaurant advocates. And it's unique because they're always looking for somebody to sell them. I mean, we're there to help them, and we're not asking for anything. So a lot of referrals and just being out there on the scene. And I've helped restaurants, like, it's so much growth here in this market right now with Ponce City Market, Krog Street Market, the Avalon, all this exciting stuff going on in Atlanta. So it's really a good time for ARF.
So you mentioned social media. So, Kevin, what do you think, with it being such a big advertisement or, you know, driven industry now with social media, how do you think that is important to small businesses?
Yeah, I think, you know, the old adage used to be kind of location, location, location.
Right.
You know, and I think what a lot of entrepreneurs fail to realize is that the internet and virtual is a location, right? Even though you can't actually see it or touch it, it is a location and it is a place, you know, that every business needs to be. You know, I think when you look at, you know, the millennials and everything that's going on now, I mean, everything occurs online. And many people, before they go to a restaurant, before they go to a business, they go to the webpage. They look at the reviews on social media. They go to Yelp. You know, they go to all these other things. And so, you know, you have to have, you know, a social media presence. And again, I found, you know, with several business owners, again, they're very good at doing their business and doing what they do, but they tend to kind of shy away from wanting to do social media a lot. And so I think, you know, you have to, you know, have a social media plan. You have to have a plan of kind of, you know, executing on the internet, because that's where all the people are. I mean, you have a lot of businesses that exist exclusively online and virtually, and they do extremely well. So everybody has to be there.
Okay. Yeah. I totally agree. Lori said that she had 4,000 people on her following her. So, I mean, that's a huge thing.
Yeah, I got 40. I'm working. I'm gonna get some tips from her.
I think I'm gonna follow her and just have her
retweet. Right.
Yeah,
that too.
Yeah, Lori, tell us about a success story in the local market that you've dealt with.
I have a new group that opened up over by Perimeter Mall, and they had secured a large SBA loan. So they already had traditional financing. They qualified for bank financing, but it's just there's so many unforeseen things. So he got our line of credit, and he was able to utilize our money at the very end. The SBA was only limited. He could only take it for certain drafts of certain mm-hmm. things, and he needed memorabilia and some different things that weren't included. And, I mean, he said we made the difference between him opening and not opening. I went to his grand opening. He thanked me profusely. And so our money, we are more expensive than a traditional bank, but when it comes down to getting open and the money you're going to lose every day, and we are very good for a good return on investment type thing. If they're going to open up a new patio and they can use our money to get that patio open, then they're going to make a lot of money. Another good example, we did a McDonald's converting to their new McCafes.
Mm-hmm.
And he could have gone the traditional McDonald's route. That would have taken about 4 to 6 months to get that money, and all the other McDonald's were getting it. We got him money in a week. He did his conversion and then started reaping the rewards of that new cafe right away and ended up paying us back in about 4 months.
Okay. Well, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin, do you tell us about a successful story that you know that you've helped coach a startup and how they're doing now?
So I have, I didn't ask permission, so I won't mention their name, but I have a client that manufactures a product for people with sleep apnea. And so apparently a lot of people suffer from that, right?
Yeah.
So she has done extremely well with her current business and continues to do well. But she also has another passion, which is golf. And so she's a very avid golfer and pursuing her way to become like an LPGA pro. And so one of the things that we did with her was really to kind of help her understand more how to really align her personal vision kind of with her business vision. And that's the other thing we do is that, you know, you go into business and you become an entrepreneur ideally so you can have more money, spend more time with your family, do the things that you enjoy. But often what happens is you end up spending more time working in the business than on the business. And,
right.
and you end up kind of getting bogged down and you're asking yourself, why did I start this business? And so, you know, we work with her to really kind of help her, you know, line up and understand, you know, exactly what she wanted to do and really help her pursue her dreams and goals and to really see how both of those things could work together very well and really feed one another and help her be more successful. So in that instance, you know, we really just kind of helped her to really realize how to utilize her business to help kind of further and embellish her personal goals.
Okay. Yeah. So, with your business, what is the viewpoint on, personal branding for small business owners? Do you think that they need to put more effort into that or not so much?
Yeah, I think, you know, particularly for startups and small business owners, personal branding is probably one of the most important things that they can do. I mean, you know, we're talking about franchises as well. Franchises have hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars, you know, to kind of put behind marketing and advertising. And if you're a startup, you know, you just don't have that money, but you still have to kind of cut through all of that noise and everything that's kind of out there in the market. And so you can do that effectively, you know, through personal branding, creating a brand for yourself around your business, around who you are. And now I think a lot more people are wanting to connect with people, right? And connect with business owners and not just connect with, you know, the business. They want to hear your story. They want to hear about how you got started and the challenges that you had and what you overcame. And particularly, you know, like Lori said, with a lot of the in-town development, Pond City Market, Crog, Old Fourth Ward, things going on in Cobb and really all over Metro Atlanta, you have all these little communities and neighborhoods developing, and they're really fiercely loyal to a lot of those local businesses, and they want to know you and know who you are and feel comfortable in supporting you. So I think, you know, you definitely have to have a good personal brand.
Yeah, even with a franchise, like for us, we have to make sure that, you know, the brand is the number one thing.
Definitely.
And it's a huge thing for us. So Lori, can you go back around and tell us about how the loans work for franchises or for somebody who wants to buy a new business or an existing business? Just recap that.
Okay. Yeah. So we feel very comfortable working with franchises. You know, underwriting always likes to work with an established brand. I just did a deal with a Kentucky Fried Chicken Taco Bell combo. But the underwriting process takes about 5 days, business days, if it's a complete file. And we fund the money. we really suggest to them that they take out exactly what they need at the time. So very popular is our line of credit. So they take out what they need. The rest is available on the line of credit, and then they can take four subsequent draws. So we hold the money. They only pay for what they take, and then they call me, and they have 24-hour access to the balance of those funds. So if they can stage paying the contractors or for whatever they're doing, that works well for them. So I do lines of credit as my most popular banking product with them. And so that line of credit is good for 8 months. They can have it sitting there. We have a weekly payment that's ACH'd out of their bank account. It is in no way attached to their credit card. This is not like a cash advance type of loan. Typically, if anybody out there is on a cash advance, our payments are usually about half of the price of that. And those are usually tied to a percentage of their credit card sales, and new businesses really get taken to the cleaners with that, sometimes taking 25% of their business a day. Mm. And so we try to keep the payment very affordable. Whatever the amount they take, we do minimum loan of $5,000 up to $1 million. No collateral up to $725,000.
Okay.
And then so they have access to this money over an eight-month period. We make it very user-friendly for them. Now they have a portal. They can go in and see the status of their loan. We have great customer service if they need anything. So it's very user-friendly. We have early payoff options for them as well. So they take what they need, they pay it back as early as possible. And savvy restaurant owners use our money very strategically to help them grow with good return on investment ideas and things like that.
Okay. Kevin, I read that your mantra is speak life. Tell us about that and how that came about and what it means.
Yeah. So, again, really passionate about, just helping entrepreneurs and helping them be successful. And so, I've started doing some public speaking and trying to reach out more to really kind of get information out there. And so I kind of came up with this mantra of speak life. And so for me, it kind of means, to kind of continue to just kind of speak positively about everything that you kind of encounter, particularly, in entrepreneurship, you face so many challenges, you face so many issues, you're discouraged every day. If you're in a restaurant business and it rains like today, you're wondering, where are the customers at? You go through all of these things and, but you have to stay positive. You have to stay, focused, and you have to just continue to speak life and speak positive things about what's going to happen for your business, what's going to happen for your family, what's going to happen for yourself. And, particularly with entrepreneurship, there isn't a cheerleading section that says, hey, go out and start that business. Right. I mean, right. Usually there's a section ready for you when you fail to say, I told you so, right? But there's not a section to kind of cheer you on. And so that's kind of what Speak Life does. And what I try to do is really try to encourage people and support them in any way that I can as they pursue, their dreams of entrepreneurship or anything else for that matter.
Okay. Well, it's about time for us to wrap up. So, Kevin, I'm going to give you the first floor and tell everybody how they can get hold of you and your services and all of that.
So definitely. So if you're looking for business coaching or advice or consulting and want to talk about your business, you can reach me at avidentrepreneurship.com. That's A-V-I-D, entrepreneurship.com. If you're interested in hearing me speak or public speaking or some personal coaching, you can reach me at Kevin, K-E-V-I-N-R, McGee, M-C-G-E-E.com. And on those sites, you'll see my Twitter hashtags as well. And that's at Kevin R. McGee for Twitter.
Okay. Lori, how do they get a hold of you if they, when they win, they want to open up and go through the process?
They can reach me at 678-618-5216. They can go online to ARF Financial/Lori and find me there. And I wanted to congratulate you on your award at the Grace Awards.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Oh, you're welcome.
It was a very big honor, and it was very humbling. So it was great. Anything else? Anything else you guys want to say before we go?
I just wanted to say, to Kevin's point about the challenges that the restaurant owners and the small business owner face every day. Like Jim Stacy from Palookaville said, I mean, you never know which house is going to fall out of which tornado onto which every day. It seems like the restaurant owners, I mean, it's a tough business. I work with some franchise consultants, and they said restaurants are really on the low end of what people select because of the risks involved. and the, you know, day-to-day commitment. And so, you know, I truly respect the restaurant. It's a tough business.
Yeah, I'll just add to that. You know, I laugh and say, you know, I made it out, right, successfully with my life. But, you know, the thing about restaurants that's unfortunate is that, you know, most people that start them don't necessarily start them to make a ton of money. They start them because they want to see families in there eating. They want to see people enjoying a good time. They're passionate about their food. They're passionate about what they do. And they just want to share, you know, what they have with so many people. And it's just unfortunate that it's just so difficult, you know, for them, you know, to do that. But, you know, hey, that's why we're all here. And I thank you for Fadeya as well for having us here on the show. And look forward to more great things from everyone and all of us and everyone out there as well.
I appreciate you both being on the show. Lots of great information. I'm hoping that people are going to connect with you guys a lot and help you guys out with what you want to do. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for everybody for listening. We're going to wrap up. This is John from the Owner's Manual. Make sure you follow us at Zaxby's 2080 LRR and Zaxby's 591 SMP and visit us at our locations. Thanks. Have a great day.
This show is brought to you by Zaxby's. Indescribably good. Your resource for any catering needs. Learn more at Zaxby's.com.